Oh. God, I pray that you all had a beautiful weekend, just rejoicing in the Lord as we come before him this Monday morning to break bread. A new dawning, a new beginning, and God just loves us so much that he chose us this morning to be able to see his beauty and most of all, to be in his presence. So we're just so thankful for God. Good morning, our international listeners. Good morning to our listeners all over the United States of America. Good morning to my ADM family, my apostle, my first lady, the mothers, the ministers, everybody, the whole entire congregation. We say good morning to you. We are delighted that you woke up this morning to break the bread of life with us this morning and drink of the living water. It is such a blessing to be able to know that you are, that something is being done, for God has used opened a portal to send out to his people during this perilous time. So one thing we do not want to do is lean on our own understanding. We want everybody to know that we're ADM instruction in the Lord. We're led by the Lord. And it is our duty, as faithful servants to continue to break the bread of life with you. So don't ever think that it is something that we're dreading to do. It's something that we've been placed in a situation during this time to bring forth and do it with love, with boldness, with confidence, and knowing that it is God that we're speaking for. And we just thank you on this morning. Minister Chiquita, if you're on the line, could you please bring the prayer in this morning?
Good morning, Minister Nita. Good morning. Praise to God. Praise to First Lady and Apostle this morning. And most of all, praise to the Most High. Father God, we thank you this morning just for just bringing us life, breathing on us this morning, letting us know that once again, Lord, you were and you are there for us, God. We thank you, oh God, for this day, Lord, for giving us the strength and the power, God, to come present to you, Lord, to sit down and bless in your Lord and to grace and bask in your glory, oh God. We thank you, oh God. I thank you, oh God, and how excellent and how wonderful your name is all on this earth, oh God. How majestic all your works are on this work, oh God. We lift up your name. We lift our voice up in your name, oh God. You are the Lord. You are our salvation. Delighting to sing in your name, oh God. We worship at your feet, oh God. Praise the Lord for the many blessings that you are storing upon us, oh God. You reign upon us, oh God. Every day, God, when the day you break us up, God, you wake us up, God, and you breathe life upon us, oh God. I thank you, oh God. Thank you, God, for allowing us to worship at your feet, oh God, today, God. Thank you, God. And today, God, we will not, Lord, we go into rebuking, oh Lord, but what we would thank you for the hardships that come along, God. We know you are the conqueror of all things, and you shall bring us through it, God. And on the end, Lord, there is a blessing, grand blessing on the end, on the other side of that, oh God. And we thank you, God, and we love you, oh God, for that. We thank you, God. We lift you, oh high. We raise you up high, God, this day, Lord. Thank you once again, oh God, for breathing life into us. We love you, oh God. In Jesus' name, we shall carry your torch. We shall raise your name. We shall honor you, oh God. We shall walk in your delight, oh God. We shall do the things in your ways, oh God. Give us the strength and the power, God, and give us your characteristics, your holy characteristics, God. For only you should know the walk that we are walking, Lord. So you go before us, oh God, and you make our path straight. I thank you, God. In your name, oh God, I thank you for the church and the people of God. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. And yes, Father, we do walk in your will. And I just want to slow things down a little bit today because on yesterday a prophetic message came through. And we do know when a prophetic message comes through, it is from God himself. For those that do not know, I'm going to remind you today. It's a word that's coming from God himself. And the word, every time a prophetic message comes from Apostle Temple, as he said, he wear many hats. And yesterday he spoke from the prophetic. I write it down. And the reason I do say this, because I read you all a couple of months ago a prophetic word that came through pertaining to the times that we're in now, and it came 2-3 months before it even happened. So it's not something that I'm just saying, it's something that I know. We do have a lot of prophets that's out in the world that just tells you things because they want you to send money in. On yesterday, I'm not sure if you were on the line, the last instruction that was given to ADM and anybody that's a part of ADM is to not send any tithes or offerings, anything in to get to work on getting your house in order. And the message was so intense, so prophetic that, like I said, I wrote different things down because I want to assure that as far as me and my house, that I'm not leaving out any steps, that I'm not being disobedient in any way, shape, or form. Because, see, once people get in a place and they sit and say, well, this is man talking, but I want to speak about how important it is when a prophet is speaking and God is telling them that this is what it said. In the Old Testament, the way that word got to the people were by a prophet, first beginning Moses and Aaron. And then as time went on, Samuel came in. Different people came into place. And we all know the scripture that's in 1 Samuel 15, obedience is better than sacrifice. And yesterday as the broadcast was going on, and that's just simply what it was for. It was for nothing else but to deliver the messages to the people of God. And I want to talk about this morning about obedience being better than sacrifice. Because, see, when God says something, again, when God says something, we have to bring it to our bosom and we have to hold on to it without letting it go. But also, we have to follow the instructions. One thing about God, we can say that we love him. We can say, you know, that we trust him. We can say all of this. But first you have to believe and you have to know the person that God is speaking through. And I'm here to attest as a witness, and you all should be here to attest. Minister Chiquita, who's on the line, can attest that the word of God and United Kingdom and everybody else who has been walking with ADM throughout the years, nothing has came back void because God is truly speaking through the man of God. So with that being said, I want to go back and remind you all of 1 Samuel 15, when God told spoke through the prophet to tell to go and kill, destroy the entire community of the Amalekites, and I may be tearing that word up, but that's my Thai tongue in it sometimes. But he took it, destroyed the entire community. Don't bring anything back to destroy them. But Saul was in a place where he felt like, okay, well, I got the word. I hear the word. I know that it's true. And remember, God chose Saul. God chose Saul to be the king of his people. And Saul did exactly what he wanted to do. And he didn't do it in a sense of being malice. He did it in a sense because he felt like I should come back and get and keep the best of everything and share it. But God gave explicit. See, it's a difference when you get instructions, but these instructions were explicit instructions as the ones that we received yesterday. They were explicit instructions. They were straight to the point of how you are supposed to do things in this perilous time to protect yourself. And see, during that time, the Amalekites, they were evil people. So God didn't want them intertwining with anyone else again. He wanted to get rid of the evilness. So he purposely gave explicit instructions to do exactly what he said, to get rid of them. But that's not what Saul chose to do. Saul chose to do what he wanted to do. And him doing what he wanted to do, he was rejected as the king. He lost his kingdomship because he did not do what God told him to do. So I'm saying to you all today, the word yesterday, if you were not there, the first thing was to not sit, to just spend your money unwisely, not to just give your money out any kind of way. And I know that had to touch some people, and I know, and as Apostle Temple was talking, he said it was a confirmation to some. Prior to him continuing to go on, and it was something new to somebody else. Well, it was a confirmation to me, just the first one. I'm sorry. Let me go back. The first thing was, the things was that's getting ready to happen was going to come suddenly and rapidly. The word suddenly first came out and then rapidly. So when you're talking about something suddenly, that can be at the blink of an eye. Rapidly is the exact same thing. It could be at the blink of the eye. But the whole message was to get your house in order, to basically protect yourself, to stand on God, to go on guard, G-U-A-R-D, because of the things that's getting ready to come forth, the things that's getting ready to come, COVID-19, how they're masking it, how they're not reporting the numbers properly, and who it was going to affect. It is going to affect, he said he had seen, he, in his time with God, he saw caskets 3 feet, 4 feet, 5 feet. It's going to attack the children. He saw old caskets. It's going to attack the seniors. He also told people who had their children in school to think about onlining them and homeschooling them. And it's because of the things that's going on in the world. He also said that we needed to evoke our rights by sending, I mean, we are supposed to put our rights into place as it relates to voting and doing whatever that needs to be done. And God said, I'm sorry, I keep saying he, God said, if you do not do it, do not come back and try to blame him. And see, that story right there, that goes back to the Israelites. They tried to blame God for every single thing that went wrong in their situation. But see, they were the reasons that it went wrong. It wasn't that God did not provide. And on yesterday, God provided. He provided a word for his people. He showed us how much he loved us by providing a word. He showed us how much he wants us to be prepared by providing a word, because also God said, get your storehouses in order. Start stacking things back up. Remember, last time it caught us off guard, and it was a rush about you going to the stores. You couldn't find things. You couldn't find toilet tissue. You couldn't find wipes. You couldn't find Lysol. Some of those things in this day and time is still the same. But now you have you were given the instructions to get ahead. See, we don't want to wait for the last minute. God spoke the word so you can be ahead. So when you don't, when the time comes, when the rat race comes, when the foot race comes, when the confusion comes, you're already sitting back and your storehouse is already filled. And it is so important. I mean, it just resonated through my mind all day yesterday, just sitting and thinking about how much God loves us, that he just constantly, constantly keeps pouring into us, no matter where we're at, no matter if you're in Asia, if you're in South Africa, if you're in the United Kingdom, Fiji, Jamaica. God set a word forth and for all of us to be in a place where we can be provided for, where we can be safe place. Also, what God has been telling us through the prophet since the pandemic is not to give up on taking your vitamins, not to give up for building your immune system. If you're watching the news, if you're listening to the news, you can understand just the last political stunt with our president, the COVID and whatnot. There's a mask. There is deceit in this world right now. I just can't speak for the United States of America, but I also can't speak for the other countries because I wouldn't be factual. But in the United States of America, if a blind person can understand that there's something that's going on, but if God has given you the word, the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding, we are in a season where you cannot second guess what God has said. You did not get charged any money. You didn't have to go through a long sermon. The words were given to you. They were factual. They are pertaining to the times that's now. He just opened up a little bit of more space to allow the prophet to see what was to come. And we, as a people, do not need to fall short as Saul did and do and lean on our own understanding or feel like that we can sit and take a detour on the spoken word and sit and say, I will get it later. Because when the time comes to get it later, you're going to be that person sitting out and saying, I wish I coulda, shoulda, and woulda. Whereas God has spoken on yesterday to tell you what you needed to get. Now, you can sit and be lackadaisical if you want to. When God, in the word of God, God loved Saul. I want to go back to that. God, in order for God to make Saul his king over his people, he had to love him. He had to trust him. But at the end of the day, because Saul did what he wanted to do in the scripture, God said he was not loyal to him. And see, this in this day and time, it's very important for us to continue to maintain our loyalty to God. Because at the end of the day, God is the God that controls everything. God is the God that sees everything. It is a marvelous thing when you have somebody before you that God is giving such powerful, explicit instructions to. God is not just talking to one person. See, God used him on an international level. That meant that the word of God needed to go out everywhere. Everywhere that people could be under the sound of his prophet's voice. And why is that? Because it is such an intense message. It is such an intense message from a person that God chose, from a person that God trusted, from a person that has proven himself to be dedicated to the Lord, who has proven himself to be loyal to the Lord, who has proven himself to be committed to the Lord, but not just to the Lord, but to his people, to everybody that wants to listen. So I sit and urge you on today to pay attention to the words that God spoke. It's not that man spoke it. God spoke it. He just used a vessel, a willing vessel. He didn't sit and say, okay, I'm going to give you all one thing today. He said, he gave us everything that God said. And you can be like Saul and the other and his army that he put together and disobey God, you're going to be in a place where you lose out. I'm going to say it again. You're going to be in a place of losing out. We do not want damnation coming on us. We sit, we cry out, we say God is our provider. We say he's our healer. He's our way maker. So God has you. He's also our messenger. He is our creator. Therefore, he knows everything. He is God all by himself. He does not need anybody telling him anything. But when God gets to a place and he's willing to save his people. He's willing. He's doing his job. He's protecting you. He's sheltering you. He's putting you in a most high place, in his bosom, in his shelter place, protecting you from diseases, protecting you where you'll be able to eat. You will not be hungry, protecting you where you will not be clothesless, shoeless, shoes not having on any shoes, Forgive me, Lord. I'm getting so excited here because it is so important, the urgency in this message. And I do not want anybody to be left behind because Prophet Temple could have sat and kept things to himself. He could have kept things to himself. But see, one thing about him, unlike Saul, thank you, Holy Spirit, unlike Saul, he said and he gave the instructions and he followed the instructions as God gave him to a T. He did not sit and leave anything out. If you paid attention to the message, if something was left out, he came back around and reiterated everything again so no one could come back and sit and say, I did not get it. And not only that, because he wants us, because God, I'm saying he, God wants us to get it, he has made a room tonight for questions and answers on tonight because God wants us to get this right. He does not want us in a place where we have to be in a bad place where we can't help ourselves. And not only that, when God spoke yesterday, he spoke about pride as well. A lot of people may have not caught it, but I caught it. The Holy Spirit had my ear gates open so wide to a place of receiving. Those that may have pride and do not want to go to a food bank, now is the time for you to put your pride aside. If this is what you need, this is what you need to go and get. And now is the time, instead of you sitting and don't want people to know that you may be in a place of suffering, or you don't have because you scared that this person going to say this or this person going to say that. God has opened up the portals for you to be able to get whatever that you need. The Spencers has been a blessing place. They've been pulling out of their storehouse since I've met them. And with this pandemic going on, they have been pouring out into people's homes. It's not because people, because I know, because I'm in their business, I know because I know the man and woman of God. I know that they do well checks. I know that they're there asking and whatnot. And it's not being done to be haughty. It's not being done to be prideful. It's being done because that's the love of God filtrating through them. It's the love of God that's filtrating all throughout the world to help others during this time. And as the word of God said, things are not going to get better. We're going to go through some things. You just need to put yourself in a place to realize that obedience is better than you sacrificing things. Obedience is better too. All last week we talked about self-love. All last week we talked about pouring into ourselves. I want to sit and say to you, God was talking to me, although he used me to speak out words, he was talking to me too. Like Apostle Temple would say, most messages come through. God may be sometimes talking to that person. So yesterday when the prophecy came through, like I said, I made sure I sat there and I wrote everything down over and over and over again. And I'm going to ask Apostle Temple if we can sit and get it put in writing so we can share it with our families, with our friends, with our enemies, because at this point in time, this is what thus said the Lord is saying. We don't want anyone to be left behind. We don't want to be like Saul and lean on our own understanding. Although he felt like he was bringing the best back to God, God didn't need the best. God needed him to pay attention and to carry out the command that he gave him. And so everything could be executed the way God wanted it to be. And the word of God came out yesterday. The command came out yesterday telling you exactly what you needed to do. Now it's up to you to receive those words and apply them into your life. Because as we know, as you know, anybody that sit here, God has sometimes, somewhere down the line, have said something, did something, and we have, as people, ignored it. We've ignored it, and we should have ignored it, because any and everybody can't tell me anything. God did not put prophets on this earth to prostitute themselves. I'm going to say that again. He did not put prophets on this earth and use them. They are such genuine people. They are such sacred people. They are people set aside for God to pour into them and them to bring the message out. Nobody shouldn't be charging you. Yesterday, you got a mouthful. You got a mouthful. I may have stopped, but I wrote down 18. I wrote down 18. But you got 18. I got 18 yesterday. 8 instructions on yesterday as to what to do, and I didn't have to pay anything. At the end of it, we've been talking about last week and the week before that God got a blessing with our name on it. Yesterday, you need to take those instructions as a blessing. That is one of the blessings that God got for you with your name on it, because now you're able to take what God has told you and get ahead of the game. He also spoke about people having lack of what? Lack of still being in the darkness because of their ignorance, because them not understanding, for them not being in a place where they're receiving what God has for them. And right now, in this day to time, if you choose to be there, then that's on you, because he also spoke about choices, making choices. So it's to you. In this date and time, right now, these perilous times, times that's getting ready to get worse before they get better, for you to make the right decision and the right choice in dealing with the different things in your life. It's for you to sit and be in a place where you can apply the word of God that is given to you. Not sit and second guess it. Not sit and worry, okay, is this from God? Is this whatever? If you sitting and you living in today's time, that question shouldn't even come up. You should be sitting and seeing exactly what's going on. And if you're not, I suggest you. I'm not going to tell you to turn on the news. What I'm going to tell you is to go before God, our only God, God Almighty, God I Am. I tell you, I urge you to go before him and tell him to open up your eyes, to open up your ears, and give you an awareness of what's going on. Because, yes, the news can tell you one thing, but God can tell you much better. And yesterday morning, 2 a.m., God poured into his prophet to tell you. So the question is that, who report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe someone that's going to charge you and tell you that Psalms 32 says this, 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 and this, and you sow in a $32 seed, and then if you want to upgrade it, you sow in a $42 seed? Or do you want to listen to the prophet, the man of God who God spoke to, and tell you to keep your seed to yourself and put them into your house, because it's going to be necessary? Now, this is the part that where the obedience is better than sacrifice, because you can sit and not put your money into your house and continue to throw your seeds on unsoiled ground or bad ground, and guess what? It's not going to be recognized. At the end of the day, while everybody else is in the place where God wants them to be, in his being protected, under his shelter, being fed, not being homeless, having the things that he has, having the essential things of life, then you will be sitting back out because you chose to be a soul. So I'm pleading and begging for you on today to not to be a soul, but be a person that's listening to where God wants you to be, and not just keep it to yourself. Sit, tell people exactly that needs to be said. Tell people that this is the time and this is what God has said, and let them know that we don't have time to sit in place. We don't have time to, because see, God loves us so much that he sent the messenger. He sent the messenger before us to let us know, get yourself in order. Not just get yourself, get your household in order. Those that sitting there ripping and running, not putting on wearing their mask, not using hand sanitizer, not doing the different things. I see it every day where people have just gotten so lax, where it scares me to go around certain people. It scares me if I see people picking up gas handles, doing different things. My lifestyle now has changed to where God told me to be yesterday. So that's why I said it was a confirmation to me. It is a confirmation. It is so scary. And that's what Satan's job is, to steal, kill, and destroy. Satan's job is to keep us in darkness. But it is God's job to send someone forth that's going to bring and deliver the message, to be a messenger. And it came forth yesterday. So you have to be in a place where you choose either God's way or you stay in the ways of the world, because that's what most people do. They sit and they see other people doing it. So it's like, okay, well, if they're doing it, then I don't have to do it anymore. Yesterday, I was reading yesterday in the state of Florida, in Miami, the city of Miami, they sued. They sued the government so that the bars, the restaurants, they were already open, but it was a stipulation as to how long they could be open. Now they're opened up. They can't tell them when to shut down, when to do whatever. The only stipulation that stayed in place, you must wear a mask. But then when you look on TV and you see all these people dancing and joking and playing around, nobody has on masks. It's real. It's real. So what God said on yesterday is real, because he already see it coming. And some people may sit and say, okay, well, if God knows this, why do he let them do it, or why do whatever? What you need to know is that God is in control of all things. And one thing about it, he's not going to sit and put you and I, those that are his children, those his children that he's given the word to share it to somebody else, he's not going to put us in a place where we're going to be harmed. That's why it is so important for us to be in a place to share the things that God has said. I'm not telling you to share the things that people have just sat and picked up for themselves. Again, I said what God has said. And God said a mouthful yesterday. And I want to sit here and I want to read some of the things that I wrote down. But see, I shorthand things. So I'm going to attempt, before I get off of this line, to share some of the things. And I don't want to add and I don't want to take away, because, see, it came from God. It came from God. It didn't come from Apostle Temple. It came from Prophet Temple. It didn't come from the man. It came from God. The word came from God himself. He thus said the Lord. But I do know he said, take heed, suddenly, rapper. It's a greater market. Prepare your. He told us to prepare ourselves. He said, take heed and stop spending unnecessary money. Put your child or children in an online or home schooling, because they're going to be losing their lives. The lives of young children are going to be lost. It's going to be a higher turnover rate for senior citizens through this time that's coming. Purify and prune your house. Get your house together. Purify yourself. Purify what's going on in your home. Prune things, take things away that's not supposed to be there. Don't be deceived about the things that's going on around you. Exercise your rights. And when you choose not to exercise your rights, do not come back and blame God. Do not blame God for what goes on, because you as a person was either too lazy or, excuse me, Lord, too ignorant to get out and go out and do what give you and relinquish the rights that God has given you. Use the rights that God has given you to make a difference, because we like to sometimes sit back and complain about everything, but God is making a way for us to go out. We have to sometimes, most all of the time, I'm not going to use sometimes, we have to all of the time show God that we believe in him, that the things that's going on, even though it may look one way, we trust him. even though we can't control the different things that's going on, but God can control. It all goes back to and then taking the things that he has given you. It was a time where we could not vote. It is a time now where you can vote. Vote, vote, make a difference. Change lives if that's what you want to do. Don't sit, get in the streets, wear Black Lives Matter t-shirts, or sit and talk about what the president is doing, and you don't want to do anything about it. God has given you. He has made a way. He made a way for you to be able to go and vote, and that's what needs to be done right here and now. Seven, you have a power of choice in your hand. You have the ability to choose different things. Now go out and choose. Choose the right way. Choose God's way. I'm talking about choosing God's way in your life. It may be other things that you need to make choices on, but number one, you need to make Jesus the head of your life, your personal Savior. You must. You need to seek and seek him first, the kingdom of God in every situation, and it'll help you make the right choices. But how you seeking he first, the kingdom of God, when you haven't made Jesus Christ your personal Savior? Make Jesus Christ. Use that as one of your choices. And number eight, what I have, he said, apply the word of God. Apply the word of God. Saints, start. Ezekiel had to eat the word of God. It needed to be in his belly. So when different things, when different people come up against you and try to sit and tell you that it's that God said this and God said that and God said this, you able to sit and let them know what God has said. How do you know that? Because you meditate on his word. You're attending Bible studies. I don't care if they 7 days a week. If God say get his people fed 7 days a week, you should be hungry enough to get on the line and eat 7 days a week. You cannot sit and pick and choose when you want to eat a feast. You cannot. Some days you may just get a snack. Get that snack. Some days you may get a full course meal. Get that full course meal. Some days God may have a feast for you, like yesterday. Tonight I sit and tell you, I urge you to get on the line and hear and have the questions and the answers so you will not be left behind. So you can be in a place where you can apply the word of God. You can be in a place where you make the right decisions. Your choices are right. You can be in a place where you're able to help someone else. You can be in a place. Do not perish because of lack of. Do not put yourself and sit and say, oh, man, this is just that. Understand the words that's coming out of my mouth. God said it. God said it. God did it. And God is all up in it. So if you all can sit and understand everything that was said to you yesterday. And if you don't understand, flood the lines. Flood the lines. I'm sure if it goes over time, the provisions will be made. There is no time limit on the word of God. There's no time limit. What God does not put a time stamp on wisdom. He does not put a time stamp on understanding. He does not put a time stamp on knowledge. But now if you want to sit and be, as the Bible say in Proverbs, some are fools. If you want to be a fool and not receive the word, what God said, not man said, then shame on you. Shame on you. We will be on the line tonight. Apostle, I'm not sure if you're on, if it's something that needs to be added. I'm not sure, but if not, all that needed to be said on this morning. I'm so sincere about it. I'm very sincere about it. As soon as I got off the phone, and I knew it was a confirmation because last week I had a son trying to fly in from California to be to my mom, and my mom said, no, God told me I can't let nobody in my house because everybody's thinking it's okay with this pandemic, but it's not okay. She said, I got to sit and start doubling up my mask and whatnot, and we laughed about it, but at the same token, yesterday when it came forth, when he said he saw caskets of senior citizens, I had to stop what I was doing and get out, and out and do my little camel walk dance that I do for my holy dance. Because, see, what God was letting me know, because your mama decided that she was going to stop even to her grandkids, letting them come in to do whatever to possibly put her in a place where she can be affected, she was listening to God, and the confirmation came forth. So with pleasure, I was able to pick up the phone and call her and say, your confirmation came through yesterday, because she was feeling bad. She was feeling bad that she told her grandson no when she hadn't seen in a while. And I told her on that day, don't feel bad. You're doing the right thing. It's your life. We have to learn when to say no. We have to learn when to say yes. And yesterday was a day for me. It was the scriptures was written strictly for, everything that the prophet came out of his mouth and spoke. God, he was delivering things to me, keeping me in a place where I would be in a safe place and I can get myself in order and not slip. Because in a day-to-day regimen, there are times that you may slip, you may forget about things, you may this, that, and another, especially with them vitamins. Put them vitamins in your place, in your face where you can see them. Don't put them in a place. You put them up under the sink, you're going to forget that they're under the sink. Go on about your business, because it's not a whole bunch on the news telling you that X amount of people are dying or whatever. Then yesterday, my doctor personally, 4:24 p.m., wrote me a text message telling me that there are still, he basically stated that there are still, I want to put it out there right quick. It says coronavirus alert. This told me his name. We are seeing increases in the number of COVID-19 cases throughout the United States. Some people are referring to this as the second wave. It is more important than ever with the increase in cases that we wear a mask, maintain social distancing, and wash our hands for at least 20 seconds. We will also recommend you avoid indoor crowds, especially restaurants and bars. We are always available to answer any questions about your health. Call us at any time. That came from, at 3:41 p.m. yesterday. So what the word of God said, what he brought out into the atmosphere, it is real. We have to make conscious decisions to listen to the word of God, apply them. Don't have a Saul moment. Don't have a moment where you left out. Don't have a moment where everything that you put into place, you lose it because of lack of knowledge, because you just having a hard head. You don't want to listen. Listen to the wisdom. Listen to the wisdom that God poured out yesterday. Listen to the rhyming he gave. He told us it came from the heart. It could have been held to them, to himself. He could have sat and said, I'm just going to share this with my family and a select few. He got on the line. Over 3,000 people listened on that line. He shared it so we can double the numbers, triple the number. Everybody that you know, you need to be telling them, because people that you have around, and then you need to pay attention to the people that's around you as well. If they don't want to do what's right, then you need to go ahead and sever them out. This is serious. This is serious. So on tonight, for those we will be on the line tonight for questions and answers. Let everybody know what the word of God said. Just be vigilant. Be vigilant. Pay close attention. Do the things that God told you to do on yesterday. Take it to heart. Don't miss a beat. Do everything that he was told. You can't pick and choose that you're going to do this and not do that. He gave you explicit instructions. Don't, the Israelites, he gave them explicit instructions when the death angel was coming through. He told them to put their blood on their door frame. They did it. God's word does not come back void. It wasn't a lie. They made it through. They made it through. Obedience, again, is better than sacrifice. Just know that ADM loves you unconditionally. We're not going to sit here and lead you down the wrong path. We are here to pour into the to everyone what God pours into us, what God pours into the apostle, whether he's the apostle, whether he's the prophet, the evangelist, pastor, teacher, he is going to pour it back, because that is what, that is one of the conditions, and not something he and I talked about. When you know that people are walking with God and God speaks to them, then you, that's people that you want to attach yourself to. Even if you are in the shadow of that person, you will receive the blessings that God is pouring, or you will receive the wisdom, because you right there at an ear hustle. And sometimes it's good to ear hustle, as long as you sitting and you putting it in the right place. So do not sit and allow the message that went forth from God, from the messenger of God, pass you by. That's one of those things where you cry out, Lord, don't pass me by. And how, whatever I, what I'm leaving you with today, you need to pray and tell God whatever you got going on this season that you want to be a part of. Doesn't matter how hard it is. Doesn't matter how happy you may be. The bottom line is God has spoken, and you want to do what God has. Remember, obedience is better than sacrifice. I sit and tell you on today, choose the obedient route. Choose the obedient route, because the obedient route is what's going to keep you here on earth and that allow you to one day be in the kingdom of God. So as again, I leave, we love you, and I say peace be unto you. Again, just choose the obedience route in Jesus' name. See you all, ADM. We'll see you on tonight. And if you have any questions and answers, prepare your questions. Be ready for an answer. Don't, after the fact, call and sit and say, do you know what the apostle was saying? Ask. Open your mouth. A closed mouth don't get fed. If you're sitting and you don't understand something, ask. Clarity is the best answer to everything. Knowing that you have a clear mind, your heart is fine, so you will not be in a place where you lean on your own understanding and miss the mark. So again, we love you, and shalom. Have a great day.